Shrimpo, Runtsville, Shorty Pants. Stink was short. Short, shorter, shortest. Short as an inchworm. Short as a stink bug. Stink was the shortest one in the Moody family, except for Mouse, the cat. The shortest second grader in Class 2D. Probably the shortest human being in the whole world, including Alaska and Hawaii. Stink was one whole head shorter than his sister, Judy Moody. Every morning he made Judy measure him, and every morning it was the same. 3 feet, 8 inches tall. Shrimpsville. He had not grown 1 inch, not 1 centimeter, not 1 hair. He was always 1 head shorter than Judy. "I need another head," he told his mom and dad.
"What for?" asked Dad.
"I like your head just the way it is," said Mom. "You need a new brain," said Judy.
"I have to get taller," said Stink. "How can I get taller?" "Eat your peas," said Dad.
"Drink your milk," said Mom. "Eat more seafood," said Judy.
"Seafood?"
"Yes, shrimp," Judy said.
"Hearty har har," said Stink. His sister thought she was so funny. "What's so bad about being short?" asked Dad.
"I have to drink at the baby fountain," said Stink, "and stand in front row for class pictures, and I always have to be a mouse in school plays," said Stink. "Just once I'd like a speaking part, not a squeaking part."
"Being short isn't all bad," said Dad. "You still get those free coloring books you like at the doctor's."
"And the Spider-Man pajamas you love still fit you," said Mom. "And you still get to use your baby step stool just to brush your teeth," said Judy.
Stink rolled his eyes. "You'll grow," said Dad.
"Growing takes time," said Mom.
"Lie down on the floor," Judy told him.
"What for?"
"If I pull your arms and Mom and Dad each take a leg, we could stretch you out like a rubber band. Then you'd be taller."
Stink did not want to be a rubber band.